everyone. Welcome to another episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and this week I'm coming to you from somewhere in the southwestern United States. No, I'm not getting started really early for next year's Burning Man. Nope, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona this week, bringing you the goods from the MEMS Executive Congress. That's right, MEMS is the word this week, so without further ado, let's get this thing rolling. First off, I have an interview with Benedetto Vigna, Executive Vice President and General Manager, Analog MEMS and Sensor Group, Industrial and Multi-Segment Sector for ST Microelectronics. Benedetto and I are going to chat about what he sees are trends in the MEMS industry, where ST Microelectronics fits into the MEMS landscape, and where he thinks you can find the best skiing in the whole world. Spoiler alert, Benedetto is Italian, and I think he's a bit biased. Thank you so much for joining me today, Benedetto.
Thank you for inviting.
So you guys have been in the MEMS market for quite some time now. Tell me about your roadmap from the beginning to today.
Yeah, you are right. We've been in this market since a lot of years. We started to develop acceleration sensor for consumer market. It was more or less 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. At the time, we envisioned the adoption of a three-axis accelerometer for consumer market, mostly for user interface.
Okay.
And I would say that we've been lucky. The vision was right. We started from the simplest product for user interface. It was an acceleration sensor. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we developed and started a big volume production of gyroscope.
Okay.
Three-axis angular rate. So this was happening, let's say, between 2002 and 2009.
Okay.
In the last 3 years, we have been putting a lot of effort to develop, to start the production with other kind of MEMS, like a magnetic sensor, mm-hmm. like pressure sensor, and like the microphone.
Okay.
So our vision has been, since the beginning, to develop what I call the five fingers of the MEMS hand.
Okay.
Accelerometer, gyroscope, compass, pressure, and microphone. And this is the year, 2012, where you can have a lot of pressure sensor. You can see a lot of pressure sensor in smartphone, like the Galaxy S3. Mm-hmm. And many things will happen in the next years. So this has been our vision or roadmap, and we have been consistent all over these 10 years.
Okay, so in a similar vein question, where do you see user interface technology in MEMS in particular headed in the future?
User interface, I believe, will continue to be an important driver for the growth of a sensor adoption in smart devices.
Yes.
I think, what is it, a smartphone without sensor? It's not anymore a smartphone.
True.
So basically, I see more and more the adoption of three kinds of technologies for user interface. Number one is the motion sensor, accelerometer, gyroscope, compass. Number two is the touch sensor. We have also some feature like the touchless one, like the hovering function. Mm-hmm. And then also the important function of the voice.
Right.
More and more people will talk to the device because we have a MEMS sensor, MEMS microphone, mm-hmm. high performance, low power. So you can wake up the mobile phone because you talk to it.
Yes, I think so too. All right, so Benedetto, there's been quite a talk about standardization at this year's MEMS Executive Congress. What's your opinion about standardization in MEMS?
It's a nice question. I believe that the standardization need belongs to some myth about the MEMS mm-hmm. world. There are many of them. One of these is the need to standardize. I don't believe the standardization is going to help the growth of the MEMS market. What I believe will help the growth of the MEMS market is new application.
Mm-hmm.
So we as a supplier have the responsibility and the duty to develop additional sensors, whatever is the output,
right.
Okay? The sensor, my microcontroller or the sensor hub will standardize it mm-hmm. so that the application developer will have more tools to develop interesting application. This is the key point. It's not mm-hmm. so much a standardization.
That makes sense. All right, so I heard you're a big-time skier. What's your favorite place in the world to go skiing?
Obviously, sorry, I'm Italian. I go to ski in Italy. Where should I go?
Of course.
I can go in Switzerland, but not far away. And I go with MEMS in the skis so that I can improve. Yes.
Perfect. I was just about to ask you that, if you heard about the MEMS Technology Showcase winner from last year. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Amelia. Thank you.
One of the overall themes of this year's MEMS Executive Congress is MEMS inside the machine. One of the coolest examples of this theme can be found in an event they call the MEMS Technology Showcase. This is a contest where designers submit their ideas about a MEMS design and have the opportunity to woo a whole legion of executives from all around the world with their super cool MEMS enhanced design. After what I am told is a grueling application process, 6 finalists were announced. And guess what, my fish frying fans? I've got interviews with 2 of the finalists. Oh yeah. Yep, I scored interviews with Andrew Chang, CTO and founder of Lumoback, and Jim Hodgkin, product engineer for Lightboard. And I only had to throw a couple elbows to get time with both of these guys. My guest today is Jim Hodgkin, product engineer for Lightboard. Now, Jim, I've got a bunch of boarder friends who are going to love this. Tell me more about Lightboard.
So Lightboard is the first illuminated graphic in the board sport industry. We use an accelerometer to automatically turn on and off the lights. So as you start moving, the lights will turn on. We are producing safety products, helmets, and in the new urban commuter and the longboard, we have headlights and taillights to be visible on the streets.
So since this is an engineering broadcast, tell me a little bit about the guts of this thing. What makes it go? What makes it work?
Well, we are currently using all Freescale products. We're in partnership with them in the accelerometer and the microcontroller on how we're doing it all. And then we use a Hall sensor to do switching on modes. So we actually have a high mode, a low mode, a flash mode, and then we turn it off for, like, if you're riding during the day, to conserve that battery power.
Fantastic. And how do I get a hold of one?
You can visit our website at Lightboard, LightBohrd.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Jim. I'm going to go buy one.
Great. Thank you very much for your time.
My guest is Andrew Chang, CTO and co-founder of Lumoback. Thank you so much for joining me today, Andrew. Tell me about the motivation and the creation of Lumoback.
Thanks, Amelia. So what I'm holding in my hands right now is our Lumoband sensor. It's a very thin, flexible band that you wear around your waist. And when you slouch, it will vibrate, reminding you to sit straighter or stand taller. And what's also cool is it's connected wirelessly to an iPhone app or iPad app, and you'll be able to get that on the App Store in just a couple weeks. And here, you're actually connected to a real-time avatar that's mimicking everything that you do, from when you're walking to when you're sitting, standing, running, even sleeping. It'll measure the biomechanics of your body, and it will reflect that in the app, and it will help you track those metrics over time so that you can learn more about when you slouch, you know, during what periods of time, and so on and so forth. Ultimately, the whole goal is to send actionable insights and little nudges to help our users sit better and stand straighter throughout the day. And this was inspired by my own personal battles with chronic lower back pain. I've been suffering from these issues for over a decade now, and I've tried everything from chiropractics to physical therapy, the ultrasound treatments. Nothing really worked in the long term until I started taking posture classes, which helped me find balance and how I sat and how I stood. And since then, it's just completely transformed my life. Like, I don't have any more back pain. I can manage it just by sitting up a little bit straighter. When me and my team figured this out, we're like, oh my God, we have to do something here. And so since then, our mission has been to build tools to help people improve their posture over time.
Okay, one more question for you, Andrew. Tell me a little bit about what's in the guts of this thing.
Sure. This is something that's really... I get excited about talking about. We spent a lot of time building and prototyping and iterating. So in this current form factor, we have an ARM processor that is currently running, you know, 25 times a second. It's constantly sampling what you're doing because we have a lot of movement and pattern recognition algorithms that's constantly thinking, hey, are you sitting? Are you sitting? Are you standing? Are you standing? What are you doing? And what is your posture in that specific activity state? We have a couple of different sensors in here. We have 2 capacitive touch sensors, you know, so that you can interact with it in the front as well as on the back. And it also has 1 triaxial accelerometer that's feeding in all the movement data.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Andrew.
Thanks so much for having me.
And now it's time for a little stuff you may have missed, MEMS Executive Congress Edition. Now, I think stuff you may have missed segment is important in any conference like this, because often it's a little less than industry-related things that can really define an experience, right? My overall experience this year was, I want to come back. This is a really great event. Sure, there's a lot of awesome networking and a tremendous amount of technology information being shared, but just as importantly, these awesome tidbits. Number one, this year's conference had a salsa sponsor. No, not the dancing kind, the food kind. Courtesy of Maxim Integrated Products. For the record, I think every conference should have a salsa sponsor. Number two, some drunken shenanigans apparently followed the first night's dinner reception. No names will be mentioned to protect the guilty, I mean, innocent until charged, and I will say, it wasn't me. I mean, I really wouldn't put it past me, but anyway. Number three, Accutronic sponsored the MIG restrooms. Thank you, Accutronic. Those were some clean restrooms. Nothing brings down a conference like a dirty bathroom. Number four, and finally, there was a rumor swirling around the hallways that there were no venture capital guys or gals at this year's Congress. Come on, VC guys. This is an industry with a projected annual growth around 50%. They should be having to chase you guys off with a stick. And one last thing before we get into this week's nerdy giveaway. An open note to all presenters everywhere. If you're projecting your PowerPoint slides just about anywhere, 10-point font is not acceptable. I really don't want to have to give myself a headache just trying to read your slides. Okay? And now it's time for a little nerdy giveaway, my friends. Now this week I've got another Spartan 6 LX9 microboard, courtesy of Xilinx, to throw your way. First, I should announce the winner of last week's LX9 microboard, and it is Salman Sheikh. Let me fill you in on the details of this super cool kit. This kit comes with several pre-built MicroBlaze systems, allowing users to start software development just like any standard off-the-shelf microprocessor. The included software development kit, or SDK, provides a familiar Eclipse-based environment for writing and debugging code. It includes peripherals and expansion interfaces that make the kit ideal for a wide variety of applications. From a system running in RTOS to a Linux-based web server, the LX9 microboard can help you validate your next design. So, if you want one of these kits for your very own, just post a comment on this week's Fish Fry page entitled Mem's the Word. And by the end of next week, I'll pick one of the people who have posted and bam, send this kit off in the mail. Easy as that. So get posting, folks. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, including that super cool light board, Lumo Back, and ST Microelectronics, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of November 9th, 2012, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.